Today is the 14th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. I'm so honored that we can do what we're doing, come around this global campfire, as it were, and sit at the feet of the Lord and hear His word for the day. So I told you we were blazing a trail through some of the minor prophets, and that's true. We'll read the book of Jonah today, a book of prophecy with a bit of a twist. Jonah was a man in the 8th century BC who lived just north of Nazareth in the northern kingdom of Israel during the reign of Jeroboam II. And although he was a prophet, his mission was not to call Israel to repentance, nor was it to forecast the destruction of Israel's enemies. His mission was unique. He was asked to go to the land of Nineveh, enemies of God, enemies of Israel, and call them to repentance. Of course, it's like Jonah has drawn the short straw. He's got the bad job. He doesn't want to go there and do that. He's not happy about it at all. And his pride and fear have him on a ship sailing in the other direction very quickly. The story of Jonah, of course, is a famous one because of the big fish. Jonah ends up in the belly of a whale, and after 3 days of repentance, he's spit out on the shore alive. There's obvious foreshadowings of Christ in this story. There are also obvious parallels to our own lives. When we allow fear, and especially pride, to lead us into disobedience, we find ourselves on the run. When running from God is futile, it's impossible. God loves us enough to never stop pursuing us. And although Jonah found himself in the belly of a whale, that whale became his salvation. He would have surely drowned in the open sea, and that would have been the end of the story. A far less remarkable story. A prophet disobeys God, gets on a boat, sails in the other direction, and drowns. It's the salvation that the Lord sent through the whale that makes this a remarkable story. And although the journey must have been quite uncomfortable, God used the whale to deliver him alive and well on the shore. We may find our journey similar. It's important to consider the fact that maybe God is not punishing us. Maybe God is rescuing and saving us. The Book of Jonah, from the New Living Translation. The Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are. But Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. He went down to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. But the Lord hurled a powerful wind over the sea, causing a violent storm that threatened to break the ship apart. Fearing for their lives, the desperate sailors shouted to their gods for help and threw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship. But all this time, Jonah was sound asleep down in the hold. So the captain went down after him. "How can you sleep at a time like this?" he shouted. "Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will pay attention to us and spare our lives." Then the crew cast lots to see which of them had offended the gods and caused the terrible storm. When they did this, the lots identified Jonah as the culprit. "Why has this awful storm come down on us?" they demanded. "Who are you? What is your line of work? What country are you from? What is your nationality?" Jonah answered, "I'm a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land." The sailors were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them he was running away from the Lord. "Oh, why did you do it?" they groaned. And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked him, "What should we do to you to stop this storm?" "Throw me into the sea," Jonah said, and it will become calm again. I know that this terrible storm is all my fault. Instead, the sailors rowed even harder to get the ship to land. But the stormy sea was too violent for them, and they couldn't make it. Then they cried out to the Lord, Jonah's God. Oh Lord, they pleaded, don't make us die for this man's sin, and don't hold us responsible for his death. Oh Lord, you have sent this storm upon him for your own good reasons. Then the sailors picked Jonah up and threw him into the raging sea, and the storm stopped at once. The sailors were awestruck by the Lord's great power, and they offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him. Now the Lord had arranged for a great fish to swallow Jonah. Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from inside the fish. He said, I cried out to the Lord in my great trouble, and he answered me. I called to you from the land of the dead, and Lord, you heard me. You threw me into the ocean depths, and I sank down to the heart of the sea. The many waters engulfed me. I was buried beneath your wild and stormy waves. Then I said, O Lord, you have driven me from your presence. Yet I will look once more toward your holy temple. I sank beneath the waves, and the waters closed over me. Seaweed wrapped itself around my head. I sank down to the very roots of the mountains. I was imprisoned in the earth, whose gates lock shut forever. But you, O Lord my God, snatched me from the jaws of death. As my life was slipping away, I remembered the Lord, and my earnest prayer went out to you in your holy temple. Those who worship false gods turn their backs on all God's mercies, but I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone. Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out onto the beach. Then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message I have given you. This time Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. On the day Jonah entered the city, he shouted to the crowds, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. The people of Nineveh believed God's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast and put on burlap to show their sorrow. When the king of Nineveh heard what Jonah was saying, he stepped down from his throne and took off his royal robes. He dressed himself in burlap and sat on a heap of ashes. Then the king and his nobles sent this decree throughout the city. No one, not even the animals from your herds and flocks, may eat or drink anything at all. People and animals alike must wear garments of mourning, and everyone must pray earnestly to God. They must turn from their evil ways and stop all their violence. Who can tell? Perhaps even yet, God will change his mind and hold back his fierce anger from destroying us. When God saw what they had done, now they had put a stop to their evil ways, he changed his mind and did not carry out the destruction he had threatened. This change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. Didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? That is why I ran away to Tarshish. I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. You are eager to turn back from destroying people. Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen. The Lord replied, Is it right for you to be angry about this? Then Jonah went out to the east side of the city and made a shelter to sit under as he waited to see what would happen to the city. And the Lord God arranged for a leafy plant to grow there. and soon it spread its broad leaves over Jonah's head, shading him from the sun. This eased his discomfort, and Jonah was very grateful for the plant. But God also arranged for a worm. The next morning at dawn, the worm ate through the stem of the plant so that it withered away. And as the sun grew hot, God arranged for a scorching east wind to blow on Jonah. The sun beat down on his head until he grew faint and wished to die. "Death is certainly better than living like this," he exclaimed. Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry because the plant died?" "Yes," Jonah retorted, "even angry enough to die." Then the Lord said, "You feel sorry about the plant, though you did nothing to put it there. It came quickly and died quickly. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city?" Revelation 5. And I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who was sitting on the throne. There was writing on the inside and the outside of the scroll, and it was sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel who shouted with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals on this scroll?" and opened it. And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll and read it. Then I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll and read it. But one of the 24 elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, has won the victory. He is worthy to open the scroll and its 7 seals. Then I saw a lamb that looked as if it had been slaughtered, but it was now standing between the throne and the 4 living beings and among the 24 elders. He had 7 horns and 7 eyes, which represent the 7-fold Spirit of God that is sent out into every part of the earth. He stepped forward and took the scroll from the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. And when he took the scroll, the 4 living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they held gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song with these words, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals and open it. For you were slaughtered, and your blood has ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God, and they will reign on the earth.' Then I looked again, and I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels around the throne and of the living beings and the elders, and they sang in a mighty chorus, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.' And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea. They sang, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.' And the 4 living beings said, 'Amen.' And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped the Lamb." Psalm 133. A song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem, a psalm of David. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon, that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting. Proverbs 29:26-27. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice comes from the Lord. The righteous despise the unjust. The wicked despise the godly. I come into your presence, Father, reiterating and imitating what we read in the book of Revelation, these words of unbelievable praise to you, blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And we say amen to that, and we make that the posture of our heart today, an attitude of deep and awe and wonder and appreciation. Worthy is the Lamb to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. We give this glory to you, God. Although us giving glory is as filthy rags, had it not been for you coming for us. But this is why we were made, to know and be known by you. And it's hard for us to get our minds around that a lot of times, that the sovereign God would care for us. And so we seek other lovers and we seek other life that we can sort of get our hands on, that we can wrap our minds around and control, that we can be the sovereign over. Because it's hard for us to understand that you are the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the author of all things. Our minds can't go that far. And yet each day, as we draw deeper and clearer into our relationship with you, you reveal more and more of yourself. And so yes, all praise, all glory, all power be to you. Yes, we fall to our knees. And yes, we lift our hands in worship. Yes, we fall down prostrate before you. You are the Almighty God. You are the consuming fire. But we also stand up and climb into your lap because you are our Father. And so, Father, we love you. And somehow it seems that with all of our praise and all of our adoration and all of our words and psalms and songs, what you love most about us is when we understand that we can come into your presence as Father and know and be known by you. So, Father, we love you. You are worthy of all praise. But we love you. We adore you. Lead us as your children deeper into the truth, deeper into Jesus, deeper into our daily transformation into becoming more like you. Come, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website, and we're getting close to being done with our tweaks for 2013. Not quite, but we're getting close. If you visit the website, there's a number of things to talk about in this season. The first one is what I've been talking about recently, Captivating. The Daily Audio Bible Women's Captivating Retreat is coming up this April 4th through 7th. This time it's going to be on a mountaintop in the mountains of North Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. Just a stellar location, a beautiful Young Life camp. And we've just kind of taken a tip from the Wild at Heart and Captivating Retreats in Colorado, and have chosen to use the same kind of camp, same kind of layout. It's just fantastic. What a beautiful environment. And so we're kind of leaving Nashville and heading over into the mountains. So the closest major city is Atlanta. So that's where you'll want to fly into. But the retreat registration is now open. So husbands, this is a great gift to give to your wife. Send her to this Daily Audio Bible Women's Captivating Retreat and watch what Jesus will do with that gift. It will be powerfully amazing and create irreversible change in her life. And ladies, if you just simply want to come, there's been a bunch of you who have been on a list for a long time. You can register now. It's all wide open. So if you go to dailyaudiobible.com, there's a banner on the homepage. It's on the kind of right-hand side. It's rotating between that and the Daily Audio Bible app. Just click it. It'll take you to the page where you can read all about this event and then go ahead and register there. We're very, very excited about this. Very much looking forward to seeing you in April in Georgia. So it's Christmas time, so visit the Daily Audio Bible store. That's a tab at the top of the homepage. And there's a lot of excellent gift ideas there, including the Daily Audio Bible gift box for the year. And then I've been talking about the passages study guide that we released this year. I'm trying to get passages into the hands of as many groups as we possibly can. So we've created bulk pricing this year, where you can buy 12 passages and we'll give you 12 study guides free, or 24 and we'll give you 24 free, or a full case, which is at our cost. Full case is 44, so there's plenty to give away and plenty for your group. And we'll give you 44 study guides for free. This is the time of year. And passages is a fantastic resource to lead your group or Sunday school or Bible study or home group or church, for that matter, through as you move into the new year and the rhythm of the Bible in your life every day. Passages leads a person to really desire a relationship with the Bible. And so check that out while you're at the store as well. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you for your year-end contributions. We will certainly get you a tax-deductible receipt shortly after the new year. I'm honored that you would consider us and partner with us as we move into the new year. The website's the place to go for that, or if you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. That's it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, family. This is Talia from West Michigan. I'm calling with an update on my nephew. He sustained a serious injury to his head during a soccer game on Thursday night. It's Saturday afternoon. He's officially been declared brain dead, and the family has started the process of getting ready to donate his organs. He leaves behind a lot of family, a wife and three very young daughters. So I would just ask your prayers for our comfort and for the blessing that my nephew Kevin's going to be to many lives in the next couple of days. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Brian Tony from North Carolina. I was calling to give a praise report. God is just so... Anyway, I recently got a call from a brother in New Jersey who had, their power was out on the storm Sandy. And he said that him and his wife, you know, they had, during the storm, they had, all they had was the iPhone, and they had listened to the Daily Audio Bible, and they heard one of my poems, and they talked about how much inspiration they got from it. And they said that when the power got back on, they were going to contact back in. Well, they did. And it started a very beautiful friendship. Name is Sherlock, and he told me, you know, that, you know, he's blind too, and then we hit right off, not because we're blind, but, you know, because we love the Lord. But anyway, he said that, you know, that I shouldn't be in the dark ages just because I'm blind. And I told him, you know, I don't do computer and all like that. He said, well, you need to get some jaws the Windows software. And I said, yeah, well, that costs a couple thousand dollars. Said, well, you need it if anybody needs it. Anyway, him and his wife decided that they were going to give me the job software. Wow, what a mess. And then I put my sister on the phone, and he gave her the instructions on how to load it up and everything. And then he calls me back and asked for my address, and he said, you know what? Tell your sister don't load up the information the way I told her to wait until you get the package that's in the mail. Anyway, to make a long story short, I get the package in the mail, and it contains a laptop already preloaded with the JAWS 13 software. Lord, thank you. And also, thank you, Sherlock, and your wife. Thank you very much.
Hello, DAB. This is Billy from Montgomery. I've been a listener now for about 2.5 years, and it has really been a blessing, Brian, to listen to the scriptures being read to me daily. I think I've heard other people say it. Reading the Bible is always a hard thing to do, and it's just wonderful to put your headset on and listen to it being read to you. Anyway, I wanted to pray for my marriage and finances. These two are closely related, I believe, and the way the economy is, everybody's just been hit hard. I just wanted to pray for our marriage and finances. And I will talk to y'all later. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Tammy in Colorado. And I'm calling because it's December 3rd, and I heard Sarah's request for prayer. And Sarah, I want you to know that I'm praying for your daughter, Alice, and I'm praying for all of the prodigals. There are so many out there in our family who have prodigal children, prodigal grandchildren. Sarah, if you need support or if you just need somebody to talk to, you can email me. I, too, have a prodigal daughter who has been gone for over 18 months. And I would love to touch base with you. My email is taluvia@gmail.com. And that goes for anybody else who is struggling with a long-term praying for a prodigal child. Take care, family. I love you. Bye.
Dear Daily Audio Bible family, this is GJ from the Netherlands. Thank you so much for being with me this year. And I was too late for the family Christmas message, so I want to wish you all a very, very happy new year, and especially in the presence of our dear Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. This year has certainly been a year of shift, and as I called in the beginning of the year, I was quite desperate and I didn't have any income anymore, and I lost all my status as having been worked for so many years anyway. I got my status back. And everything is looking much brighter now, although I have the feeling that some parts of my personality, I could even think or feel that I have been depersonalized or something like that. I have no clue in how and where and what kind of work to do and where to start for it. Luckily, I don't have to do it because I'm, at this moment, I don't have to do it because I'm on sick leave because of my burnout problems and depression. Anyway, this year I will have to start looking and seeing where the Lord wants me to go. And well, I have been doing it actually for the last 2 years since I lost my job. But it's been a very hard process, and I'm still in complete doubt in where to start and where and in what to do. So I have some help, of course, of people around me, and well, there's a lot of people praying as well for me, and it would be great to have at least a note how to focus, that the Lord really would show me this is the way, or this is at least the direction I want you to go. Thank you so much. And I love you all, and thank you for sharing your prayer requests. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. My name is Simone, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C. on my way to work, and I hope it's clear enough to hear. Want to call, I think I called before, and I didn't know if it was closer because I was having some issues with the connection. Anyway, wanted the Daily Audio Bible family to pray for my father, who is dealing with lung cancer. He has finished chemo. He called me yesterday saying that they're going to put him on radiation, and that is because the it spread to his adrenaline gland. He says that he feels better because the tumor that's in his lungs that was affecting his breathing has shrunk, but they want to move forward with the chemo, I guess, for the next step. And I mean, move forward with the radiation, and then they said they're going to try to go back on chemo. Well, I just ask that you all will intercede and pray for him. His name is Raymond. He lives in Seattle. And also, you know, just intercede because, you know, the word says when two or three are gathered in his name that he's in the midst of it. So also, you know, pray for my aunt. She is dealing with pancreatic cancer. They're telling us that she's not going to make it through the holiday, you know. So I ask that the Daily Audio Bible will intercede as well. Her name is Ann, who also lives in Seattle. So I thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill, for all that you do for us on this podcast and giving us a network to share, and that everyone get together to pray for one another. I listen to you almost every day. Been a member since the very beginning, and I appreciate you all. Thank you.